Everyone must say Om Shanti three times. Who am I and who is mine? That's in two Om Shantis. So we meet each other and with a signal we say, who am I and who is mine? And we are all together, we have one idea, we are together and it's one thing that we have. You understand? Inside we have one love. What is that in our love? We all belong to the one. And our feeling, our perception is of the one, and we feel that sense of belonging to the one. I asked Jayanti Ben, what should I tell you? Because they showed everything about me in that film. I said, oh, what is this? But then now I'm sitting in front of all of you, sisters. Daddy's asking Jayanti Ben to say a couple of words and Sudesh Didi to say a couple of words also.
Om Shanti.
So Daddy wants to be able to listen to Jayanti Ben, so they're just sorting out her earpiece.
Baba ki jeevan kahani ka jab phir se smriti mein laate hain.
When I bring the story of Brahma Baba into my mind once again.
Baba ki jeevan kahani.
The story of Baba's life. When I bring it into my consciousness and I see where we started and how far we have come, I feel that it is the game of God's magic that I'm seeing. Anyway, the establishment of Baba's work in India is magical, but how Baba had made Daddy the instrument, it was really a wonderful game of magic. And when I see all of these things in front of myself and I see the film which the brothers had made with so much love, we were just, first of all, we are a family, and it's seeing the family that we feel this. Sometimes we are so busy in our activities of the day, and now we see the big picture in front of us. Who is God and what does He do? So this film is wonderful to remind us that who is God and what work has He done and is He continuing to do.
Om Shanti. Bhagwan.
God.
और भगवान के साथ
and together with God
भगवती का पार्ट
there is the role of the goddess
भाग्यवान आत्माएं हैं हम
we are the fortunate souls
जो बाबा के साथ अंग संग रहकर
because we have lived together with Baba
बाद में आने वाले बाबा के बच्चों को
and those children who came later on
बाबा ने क्या दिया
what did Baba give And what did Baba make us into? We cannot say in words. Through drishti, through our attitude and feelings, our vibrations, our interaction, and our spiritual love.
बाद में आने वाले देखेंगे पर हमारा ये सौभाग्य है.
People will see this who came later, but it is us who experienced it at the time. The pictures are made later, the stories and the scriptures are made later, but our fortune is that in a living way we were able to be the instruments to reveal Baba and become the lighthouse and might house of Baba that Daddy is. Every thought of Daddy's is inspirational for us. Daddy inspires. It is great good fortune for us. And therefore, we are fortunate. We are God's children. And we are also together with Baba's special child, Daddy.
English translation हो रही है.
अच्छा translation मिलती है ना.
So Daddy's just concerned about the translation. Everybody's getting translation okay. Anyway, Daddy says Om Shanti in Hindi. That's already Hindi.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. आज बहुत समय के बाद.
After a long time today, I am in Harmony Hall and sitting in front of all of you. It is a wonderful feeling. Now, I actually have a deep desire to stay here. What would I be doing elsewhere? I need to be here. So Baba, in those three Om Shantis, has given such a feeling that my intention for all of you is getting to happen. I have a feeling for you in my heart, and I have that sense of giving to you what I have received, and that comes through the eyes. Though I'm speaking through the mouth, but from the heart, from the brain, and from the drishti, I want to say, who am I and who belongs to me, day and night, in order to create my stage. I always have a tension. I have no tension. Baba has said, just put A in front of tension and you get attention. And when you keep attention, then by the power of concentration, you are able to become stable and steady through your internalized stage, your face. All of you are sitting here and everything is done through signals. You all came close and I'm saying to those who are far, sitting far, come close because we don't have much time. I have to go down to Shantivan again. Okay, Om Shanti, Acha. I today want to tell you my feelings. I have very good feelings for all of you because Baba didn't change my name Janki. He changed all the other sisters' names, but he didn't change my name. Ratan Mohini, Nirmal Shanti, Chandramani, they all got their new names from Baba, but mine was not changed. Baba said, you are the key of Baba's life, Jan Ki Ki, the key of life. And so this is how Baba named me, and I'm very happy about this name. When I say the word Baba, And Baba is spinning around in my finger. Do you have this feeling that Baba is right there, right around you? Baba's portrait is behind me. But the feeling of peace, the vibrations which are moving around this place are also being spread to the world. I am seeing that our Baba's children, we are not going to have other days like this, but this is all in the hands of the brothers and sisters. Everything here is in our hands. So what will we do with our drishti, our drishti is full of truthfulness and love. There is a great deal of income in this. Baba says, children, these five fingers, one is a little finger and the thumb is big. All five are good and they're all different. The little one is a symbol of cooperation. And the next one is the one through which you make the mark of the soul on the forehead. Where is the soul visible? Through the soul sees through the two eyes, but its position is in the place of the third eye, the middle of the forehead. The soul listens through the ears, and even while listening, whatever words Baba makes one the instrument to say, what are those words? Who am I and who do I belong to? According to time, my breath, which is moving up and down, and my thought, so breath and thought and time, all three of those have to be so profitably used that the vibration from here that you saw, that it goes throughout the whole world. But my Baba, sweet Baba, say this, Mera Baba, Mita Baba, beloved Baba, thanks Baba, thanks. I say thanks to Baba. We were very good. Dr. Nirmala and Jayanti Ben phoned me and asked me to come up here. But now it's time to go back down again, and I really don't want to go back down. I'd like to stay here with all of you and sit with you for Amrit Vela. But whatever they tell me to do, I have to do. These sisters are doing very good service. They are present and available for the service, and whoever is available and present, then Baba sees. Baba is our companion, and as detached observers, we have these five fingers. They're all different, but in service, you need all five. This middle one is the sign of humility, and the first finger is the sign of the incorporeal stage, and the thumb is the sign of being viceless. So first we have to be viceless, then we become viceless through the incorporeal stage, and through that we become free from ego, so there should never be any ego. We have to pay close attention to that. No tension, but to keep attention that we have a good stage because Baba, wherever we are, however we are living, but Baba is seeing. Are the children present on service? Wherever you are, you are with Baba. Is that okay? Sisters, I want a brother or a sister to ask me a question. Do you have any questions? If you have no questions, then whatever I have coming out of my mouth, Baba will speak and you will listen and I will also listen. Who is sitting right in front of Daddy? So Chandruben from San Francisco. You must also have told everyone who am I and who do I belong to. I was sitting in this intoxication, and that intoxication is very powerful. If you have a faith in the intellect and you remain free from concerns, then you have that intoxication. Anything else is harmful, any other kind of intoxication, but the intoxication of being in spiritual consciousness is special and full of benefit. The heart is true. The brain is cool. Never thinking any waste thoughts. I'm telling you my secrets. I check internally myself. I see how my record is. My record should be such. And I have to have very good regard for the self. Stay in your self-honor and give regard to others. This would be natural. Do you understand what I'm saying? To give regard to others, stay in your own self-honor. This is a wonderful thing. Baba teaches us this. Children, we are multi-million times fortunate. I saw Baba since he was in Hyderabad Sindh way at the beginning. Then we came later to Karachi, and then afterwards we came here to Mount Abu. But I first saw Baba in Hyderabad. I was with my Lokik father, and when I saw Baba coming along, I saw Baba's drishti, which was so beautiful, so lovable. And from that day to the present day, there is no way that I remember my Lokik father anymore. My connection went immediately to Sri Baba through Brahma Baba at that moment. And I always see him in front of me day and night. I'm aware whether it's day or night. Always Baba is standing in front of me and I am in front of him. I see myself present in front of Baba, and then my happiness is flying high. Since that time, I got the medicine of having a happy heart. The magazine called Happy Heart was written. It was an old magazine. How to be happy and keeping yourself happy means that you will never have any waste thoughts in your mind. Not even the slightest. We shouldn't have that mistake. Just these waste thoughts don't come. Why should they come, poor old things? Just my Baba in my mind. He is there behind me. His portrait is behind me. He's a wonderful being. And when you see Baba, the form and the face of Baba as a renunciate and a tapasvi, whatever is of no use, he let go of it. And then tapasya, his spiritual practice was so focused on the remembrance of one Baba, that his face and his form, the vibrations emerging from him, wherever you are, when I saw him, I had asked one sister, when did all this get made? It is a wonder. And when I saw all this, I said, this is also a game. So we have reached the time. We'll sit for 5 minutes in yoga together. And I think there are people who will stay here. There are double foreigners. There are some who have come here from Pandabhavan. Who's going to Pandabhavan now? Put your hand up. Put your hand up if you're going to Pandabhavan after this. So most are from here. Harmony Hall is very good. Sometimes I can stay here at night because now I don't have the desire to talk more, but let us go together in silence, have yoga with Baba for a few minutes. What is yoga? We know. Everyone knows what yoga is. Just to have the remembrance of one Baba, no one else. Baba is my companion, and as a detached observer, play your role, and Baba is happy when we do that. So no thoughts, just keep Baba in your eyes, and we are in Baba's eyes. Everything else doesn't really matter. Bye. when Daddy came, there was a song, we were sitting in remembrance, and now we will go. There'll be another song. You come here for Amrit Vela, early morning meditation, and Murli, you have it at the right time. It's all good.
Okay. Om Shanti.
Shanti.
Nyare aur pyare.
Detached and loving.
Mera haath aise.
My hand, like this, is giving you patience. You know the five virtues, purity, truth. When you have these in your life and you have patience and also humility, no arrogance, and then sweetness, then everything will be very strong. So this hand of mine is reminding you of all these. These are the five fingers, the little one, the big one, but all of them have their purpose and they are all ready for doing their work. And all the children of Baba are applying the four subjects of knowledge, yoga, and then the practical inculcation in life, so that we achieve the stage of karmatit, when we are free from karmic bondages. If there's anything left over from the past, then that too must be finished off. There is very little time remaining. We all have to go back to the home. Then we have to come back here to the renewed earth in the golden age. In this drama, Baba says, and Baba reminds us of this, now we have to go back home and then come back into the golden age. All of you must remember this. Now your feet are no longer touching the ground because you are becoming angels. You have kept this aim that your feet should not touch the ground.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
वो दिन कितने दिल